Tuesday the 5th of October, Kof Zion Tishrei, Rabbi Avi Wiesenfeld, Bank Interest, and Sar Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Morning. I want to speak Beit Hashem about the halachos of Sar Shabbos, how it's negeir to us many common applications that we have, like getting babysitters, like paying chazonim, balkoyers, Gabi profiting on different things. People have investments, people have vending machines all over the place. There's a lot of applications that it applies to. So I want to go through the Inyan Beis Hashem one by one. We're going to start from the Gemara, so we go all the way down to find out how it's negeir practically to us. When you put the topic on the sign, it's a little bit dangerous because everybody knows what you're going to speak about. You'd be surprised how many people came over to me and said to me, interest in a bank. Nowadays, nobody makes interest in a bank nowadays. It's in case it's negeir to anybody, so we'll speak based on Shem about the Inyan. So the Mekor of this halacha is the Gemara by Metzia Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says as follows, Hasoicher es hapoel. Somebody rents a worker, Lishma Sapora, Lishma Zatinoik, Lishma Zazroim. Somebody rents a worker. Why is he renting this worker? He's renting this worker because he's got property, he's got a field, he's got animals, he's got kids, whatever it may be. And he wants to pay this person. So simply Gemara, no problem. You can pay him. But don't pay him for Shabbos. Shabbos is awesome. Now it's interesting, the Gemara over there, the Rishonim, Rashi, no one says a word. What is the reason why Shabbos is awesome? So there's a Rashi in Subas Daf Samach Talah that says as follows. Rashi says, what's the reason why Schar Shabbos? What is the problem with paying somebody, with getting paid for Shabbos? The reason is, Rashi is, it's Gzeirum Shumekach Umemka. You're not allowed to do business transactions on Shabbos. What's the problem with business transactions on Shabbos? So we have a Machlokes in the Rishonim. Shita of the Rambam holds that the problem is Shem Yechtov. If we allow a person to go along and do business transactions on Shabbos, he's going to come to right. Like every other business transaction, you write things down. Remember, when a person does business on Shabbos, he might come to right. So it's a gzeirah d'rabbanan, otu, he might do writing. That's sheet of the Rambam. Rashi holds differently. Rashi says no. There's a possibility, novel we know, mimsuch of chetzecho, that a person is not allowed to pursue his weekday business activities on Shabbos. Who are din speaking about different things, and who are din a lot of different nyon in the anagaya. Now, if that's the case, Rashi, that's the reason why you're not allowed to do business on Shabbos. Because if a person would be allowed to do business, or come to speak about business, or come to do business, and remain as an issa du rabbonon, exera, he might come to do mekach omen. But that's the reason why Shabbos is also. So that's the reason in the Rishonim. Now the Shaila is, what's the gedur of Schar Shabbos? What does it mean, Schar Shabbos? So there's two common applications how it applies Schar Shabbos. Application number one is a poshut one. That if you have somebody that does a service, he does an action, and by doing this action he gets paid, that's poshut Schar Shabbos. He's babysitting, he's watching over something, he's catering a function, whatever it may be. He's doing an activity that's normally paid. This is Schar Shabbos, classic case of Schar Shabbos. He's doing an activity that gets paid. The second application to Schar Shabbos is more interesting. So before in the Rishonim, it's a mitzvah, it's the Rosh, Shibul Aleket, other Rishonim want to tell you the same thing. That's love dafka, when I'm doing an activity that's going to be paid, that's the Issa. It's who hadin. If I have my kelim, my utensils, my property, whatever it may be, and this property is being rented out, and I'm getting paid for that, zubdu mishayim, that's Schar Shabbos. A feel of I myself am not doing any work, I'm not doing any service, no activity, nothing. I'm sitting on Shabbos normally. But when it comes to my property is gaining financially from being rented out, whatever it may be. So we're showing him this is also considered Schar Shabbos. That's the case of Chaim in the stencil, in Shabbos Shittes, says that the Etzem Azoi, he wants to tie now. That the Issa Schar Shabbos is not the Etzem that I'm being paid for something. It's not the Pshat that I'm being profiting for something. The Pshat is Azoi. If I'm doing a Malacha, I'm doing an activity, and this activity, I'm getting paid for it, Zulub Chaim, that's the case. That activity becomes an activity of Issa. If it becomes an activity of Issa, so man, I can't pay the guy to do it. Because I'm paying him to do a Polish in Issa. If I'm paying him to do a Polish in Issa, that's Issa, it's Schar Shabbos. That's an interesting gather, because the Shaila and the Chakira, what it means, Schar Shabbos. What is the Issa of Schar Shabbos? Is the Issa paying somebody to do work for you on Shabbos, or paying somebody to, for his utensils, for his kelim, for his property, is that the Issus Schar Shabbos? Or maybe no. The Issus Schar Shabbos is not the paying, it's the being paid. That if I'm doing work, or I'm renting out my property, and I'm being paid for that, is that going to be Schar Shabbos? So this is the Chakira in the Achronim, what's considered Schar Shabbos. Again, is it the paying of someone, or is it being paid? What's the Maisa? The Nafkamina, the Poshet. The Nafkamina is from a Goy. Because if I would say that the Issus Schar Shabbos is only paying the money, so Gavelnik, so I'm allowed to be paid from a Goy. Because a Goy has got no Issa B'chal. So maybe I can be paid, my property is rented out, wherever it may be. That's Mavon, all the Achronim, and that's the Aruch and the Maisa, Kach Posak and Shulchan Aruch, Simish and Vov. That is Mavon over there, that the Issa of Schar Shabbos is being paid. That if a person receives money, for whatever it was, whether it would be activity, whether it's this cane being rented, and he gets paid for that, that's the Issa of Schar Shabbos. Memela, it comes out, but about the person's offered to go and make up the money from a goy. If a person does some kind of service, some kind of activity for a goy, it's about the offer, because he's being paid for it, the Issa is to make up the money. The only nafkamin that we have is to pay a goy. That there would be no Issa, if a goy would work for somebody on Shabbos, there would be no Issa to pay this goy. Right, probably not to pay him on Shabbos itself. This is Mufush. I mean, I remember I had a mice about me. One of the goyim came over once. We had a light over in the house that needed to go on. We called the Shabbos goy. He comes in with a whole sheet of paper. You know, putting on a light, 25 shekel. Driving to the hospital, 100 shekel. And he wants the money. I just tried to explain to him, what do you mean? The Mishnah Berurah said, Mufush, you shouldn't pay. You're not allowed to pay a goy on Shabbos. You can't even show where the money is. Unless Ebbets, maybe he's a doctor, whatever. He's taking someone to the hospital. There's another shayla, Koach Nefesh. We're not getting into that. Or Bapash, the pay a goy on Shabbos is awesome. But the Essim Zach of paying a goy for something that he did, that would not be a problem of Schar Shabbos. The Issus Schar Shabbos is to bekabel the money. What's the nafkamina? A fellow came over to me in Eretz Yisrael, and he said to me like this. He said to me, my wife just had a baby, she had twins, and he wanted to get a night nurse to come in the night and go and look after the babies overnight so that the wife can sleep. He said to me, and it's amazing what people say, he says to me, I heard b'shem you that it's Osa. I said, me? What are you coming to me for? I said, there's a rabbi in Sfas, it was in Sfas, and he wrote a sefer called the Shulchan Aruch, and he passed it and it's Osa. What are you coming? They all come to me and say, I heard b'shem you that it's Osa. What's it going to do with me? So before Shulchan Aruch and Shimon Shingbald, I said, it's Osa. So he says to me, all right, what's the heter? I said, wait, what's the heter? Maybe it's Osa. You know, Nayazak, someone was speaking to me over Shabbat, they said to me, you know, what's the lach of this? I said, it's also. So what's the heter? Well, maybe Takut's also. Well, everything has to be a heter for it. You know, that's an auto idea with American Bochum in Eretz Yisrael, and automatically it's also. All right. So who says it's Mutter? Now, as long as there's somebody that says it's Mutter, it's all right. We'll rely on them. So the Maisa said, I said to the guy, Bemis, we have a heter for him. Later on we'll discuss what the heter could be, the Gabi Mitzvah of Bepashtus. He had a Yiddish woman to come to his house. She came on Friday night after the meal. She left Shabbos morning. She looked after the kids. Didn't cost her anything. And she goes, where's the heter to pay? And I told him like this. It's a Chosh of Mitzvah Shaila. Because now that Lamaisa, she's done the work. Are you Mechoyev to pay? Or maybe you're Mechoyev to find another way to pay this person. Because you've got Chiyev Mammon. They'll take you to Beis Din. I said, no. There's no Chiyev Mammon. Once Chazal came along over here and said that there's an issa to pay, maybe you can't pay this person. There's no chiyuv in Beis Din. They can't take you to Beis Din. There's no chiyuv b'chal. Because I'm not going to place the same shayla by Ribbis also. Now, this applies also to Yom Tov Avada, and this can be negated to us when we discussed halachas of banks. But the shayla is, and this can be negated also by banks, is what's the halacha if I took the money already? I took the money for Schar Shabbos. I did something, my utensils, my kelim, my property was being rented out, and I got the money. Now what? So the mitzvah and Avodah Zorah of Chavov says as follows. The lashon of the mitzvah is, Zorik Layam. You've got to throw that money into the sea. It's also Bahana. So the person in the Rav Shulchan Aruch also, that it's also to have any Hana from this money whatsoever. Now practically, what does this mean? The Chassam Sof and Chosh Mishpat has a tshuva on it. Moshe and Chaim also has a tshuva. And he wants to tie Nazri. Now, Abad is Asa Bahano, but there's no Issa to give it to Tztokah. Zahainu, Zubdach Sam Sofer, Zubdach Moshe, you took Schar Shabbos and been a gate to ask for the banks. Zubdach Moshe, you give it to Tztokah. But how do you give it to Tztokah? It's very important. You can't just give it to Tztokah stamp. You can't get any covered for it whatsoever. I mean, you cannot give it to a building, get a nice plaque with your name, but you can't get any covered from it. It has to be that you're giving it to somewhere where you're going to get absolutely no Hanobachah. go over the epis to a box, maybe on a wall, put it in there, nobody knows about it, no one's going to give you any recognition whatsoever. That's going to be the heter if a person took Schar Shabbos Lemaisa. Now, which type of payment is Osa Mishum Schar Shabbos? So, Be'etzim of other money, money is also Osa Mishum Schar Shabbos, that's Poshut. Hu Hadin, Zug the Poiskim, Zug the Achroinim. That if I pay back with any monetary value, whether it be clothes, whether it be food, whatever it may be, this is included in Schar Shabbos. Like somebody told me, they got a babysitter once. So I said, I'm not going to pay them. I'll give them food instead. So it's also, you're giving a monetary value to them. And monetary value is also payment. And then they're paying on Shabbos is also. However, as always with Moshe and Shuvah, as always with many places, come on, say, that if I'm returning the same favor that they did to me, that's not called Schar Shabbos. For example, I send my child over to babysit by someone on Shabbos, and I say, do me a favor, next Shabbos, you send your child over to babysit my kids. We'll do a swap. Or I'm going away this week, do me a favor, check over my apartment to make sure everything's okay. When you go away, I'll do the same thing to you. That's not called Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos means to pay someone for something that they did. But to simply return the favor that was done, that's not considered Schar Shabbos. As long as we're on Poskim. Last thing before we get to that terim is the shayla of a matana. So this is what a lot of people say. Alright, I got a babysitter on Shabbos, I know I'm not allowed to pay them, I'll give them a present. You know, they charge £5 an hour, here's £10 as a present. Unbelievable. So the man said, if you look at Mishnah Berurah and Simchat Torah, shtei mafurish, you give him a matana, it's a matana, it's a matana, you don't have to give him a matana, you don't have to pay. Or it's mafurim prima godim, and other achonim being the same thing, and it says, so, a present means when you're not mechuyev to pay someone and you go along and you give them a present, that's a present. But if you have a chiv moment to somebody, you have a chiv to pay this person and you're paying them, and you say the word present, doesn't help.
That's nothing.
You're paying them in with the words of a present. This avad is awesome. The only heter that you have to give a babysitter, whoever it may be, a present, is only in a matzah where they cannot be today you for any moment whatsoever. That's only when you have no chiyuv of moment to pay. For example, I have by me neighbors, and sometimes they babysit for free, sometimes not for free. They do favors for me. So if I would go up to them and give them a present, it's avad is mutter. Because I'm not mechuyev. Who I didn't, because my mother-in-law is a labour coach. I don't know how it works in London, but in Manchester, it's a gemach. It's a chesed organisation. They do it for free. So I know a lot of people come after Shabbos, and they come with these big presents, all these things, and they give it afterwards, the avad is mutar, because there's no chiyuv to pay. Whenever there's no chiyuv to pay, you're allowed to give a present. Av kan, of the Yisurin, is the klolim of Hilchos Schar Shabbos. What's the head thing? So the Gemara says, the Gemara over here in Yilches and Bar Metzia, that says as follows. Again, if you rent a worker to look after your cows, to look after your field, whatever it may be, so the Gemara, this is an Issam Mishum Schar Shabbos. You're not allowed to pay the person for working on Shabbos. So the Gemara, however, if he's a Schar Chodesh, or Seichel Shana, for example, he does it for a year, or he does it for a month, or for a whole week, so the Gemara, that's Havla. As long as we're voting Rashi, that's Havla. Now, to pay Schar Shabbos by Havla is Mutar. Let me explain, what does it mean, Havla? Havlo means that if I have a schiris, I have a rental, and I'm paying someone for one payment, for one job that he does, then the fact that I'm giving him money also for Shabbos, that's not a problem of Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos means I'm paying him miyuchad, this is for Shabbos. But if I'm giving him a weekly rate, a monthly rate, whatever it may be, I rent the house for a month, I rent it for a week, I've got the babysitter for a month program, whatever it may be, so there I'm allowed to go and pay, I feel if it's including hours of Shabbos. Because that's called Schar Shabbos b'havlo and it's mutter. Now it's very important to explain this. It does not mean, this is where the mistake comes in, it doesn't mean that you have a babysitter, for example, and the babysitter charges £5 an hour and works for you every single day. So at the end of the week, you give the money. On Sunday, come to me, I'll give you the week's wages. The fact that you're giving it in one payment doesn't make it into Havla. Havla doesn't mean that you have separate payments that are collected together. Havla means that be'etzem, this is one schiris. This is one work, one job. If it's a monthly job, for example, you rent that baby, so you say, I'll give you a monthly wage. One time, if you miss a couple of hours here and there, it's fine, don't worry about it. Because I've got a monthly job, a monthly wage. That's the case, that's called Havla. But it does not mean that you have separate payments, and those separate payments, you're giving together. That's heter number one. That's Havla number one. Havla number two is as follows. This Be'etzim is a tshuva from the Nodi B'Yehuda. It's also Marshag. It's also Shem Talib is a Jew on it. Says the Nerd of Yehuda as follows. That Schar Shabbos can mean also that not only when, for example, have law number one, where I paid someone for doing something for the weekday plus on Shabbos, but it also means something that was done only on Shabbos. What's the heter? So the Nerd of Yehuda says, what's that halacha? If a person knocks on his neighbor's door, he says, do me a favor, I need to borrow a bottle of Coke. Here's a bottle of Coke. Comes after Shabbos. How much is a bottle of Coke? £1. Here's a pound. That's Schar Shabbos. Shabbos is not Schar Shabbos. So no one's mechuyev to give you anything for free. He lends you a bottle of Coke, you pay him back a bottle of Coke. It's not it's Schar Shabbos. Zug de Nerd of Yehuda. But once you're paying him for this bottle of Coke, so he can charge an extra 50p for the hassle of going into the shop and getting it. That's not called Schar Shabbos. That's called Havlah. Because once I'm paying him for that, I can pay him a little bit more profit also. And the example that he gives is not a bottle of Coke, he gives the example of the mikvah. He says, how can a woman go to the mikvah? Ah, you're paying. How can you pay Schar Shabbos? So no. Because it costs money. There's electricity involved, there's heating involved, there's water bills, there's all sorts of things. Now, you're mechuyev to pay. They're not mechuyev to give you that for free. If that's the case, you have a chiyuv mamon on the water bill, the electricity bill, whatever it may be. Once you're paying for that, you pay for everything. And this, the Maaser, is a very, very, very widespread heter. Because this heter is going to help us, for example, a caterer. I have to pay caterer. I have to go to a hotel. You go to a hotel that's owned by a Yiddish person, I have to pay. It's not Shabbos, you're going for Shabbos. So you have two heter. Heter number one, Havlah number one, we said. That if it's including of weekday hours, that's Havlah. So for example, most people when they go to a hotel, they go on the radio on a Friday afternoon. So they're paying also for the weekday. So if they're paying also for the weekday, that's considered Havlah. Who are doing, for example, if you have a chazan, and this chazan has to prepare, right? It's time for these people to prepare. I spoke to a chazan recently, he told me, that mamish, hours and hours of preparation it takes. Now if that preparation takes place on weekday, so remember, if I pay this chazan to come on Rosh Hashanah morning and daven for me and leave, so what's the heter? Schar Shabbos. So answer is Havlah. Because it takes some time to prepare. And that preparation is done during the week. So that preparation is done during the week. That's Havlah. That's Havlah. And Schar Shabbos b'Havlah is Mutar. Who are the second heter of Havlah? Second heter of Havlah when I pay money. Remain to say, it's included in all cases where you have a chiyuv mamon to someone. Hey, like we said, the case of the hotel, the caterer, wherever it may be, where you're paying for the food. And also, he's going to charge extra for the profit. This is also a heter of Havlah. The last thing before we get to examples is Schar Shabbos b'mitzvah. Is a person allowed to take Schar Shabbos for a mitzvah? And the classic case is a doctor or a chazan, something like this, where he's doing a mitzvah. Will Chazal geizer in the case of a mitzvah or not? So the problem is in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Vav, we have over there Stam v'yesh. Stam that it's mutter, Stam that it's awesome, sorry, and yesh that it's mutter. We have a klan Shulchan Aruch, Stam v'yesh halachik Stam. And the ma'aseh will come out to be awesome. The Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yontov, Tov Kuf Pehei, brings down that the etzem is mutter, or the einu ro'yeh siman bracha. Einu ro'yeh siman bracha, by the way, means, because it's a Shulchan Chaim No explains, what does it mean, einu ro'yeh siman bracha? You see it all over the time. You see it by Yechol HaMoed, you see it by Erev Tisha B'Av, and if you work, einu ro'yeh siman bracha. What do you mean? I go to work. Gvaldik, I made a beautiful profit. What do you mean, einu ro'yeh siman bracha? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Pshat is that an expense will come up that would never normally come up. How is it? A dentist or a punctured tire, whatever it may be. The Mela, this expense will come up that would never normally come up, and the Mela ain't a similar bracha. Zul Shulchan Aruch, and this is the Achrav, Allah Achroinim, that if a person does Schar Shabbos with a mitzvah, it's mutter, but anyway, it's similar bracha. This is why we come up to the het of Havlah. That's why I said, for example, in the case of the Chazonim, it's going to be mutter. Because most times they take time to prepare, a Bal Kora takes time to prepare, this preparation is done during the week, and the Mela, that will be mutter. Who are dinner, it costs them money, expenses to get to the place as well. Sometimes they have to go out of Shabbos, wherever it may be, to the place. This is also head above law, and that will be mutter. So let's go one by one through some of the shailas that are negated to us. Number one with the babysitters. So if a person has a set babysitter, and this babysitter takes a monthly rate, a weekly rate, it's avadah's mutter. That's Havlah. Who are dinner, for example, if you're not mechuyev to pay, if the babysitter does it sometimes for free, then you give him a ton. But most of the cases, it doesn't apply to this. So what do you do in such a situation? So I tell people this morning, again, it's wrong. Because it's an Erev, I'm not going to get involved in anything over here. I mean, whatever. If the person carries an Erev, it's like, what does he do? He tells his babysitter to bring some food. He brings some food, or a nappy, or whatever it may be. Now, after Shabbos, you're mechuyev to pay back for this food. The babysitter brought some food. You know, it's not mechuyev to bring food for free. Memela, once you're paying for the food, you pay for everything together. That's called Schar Shabbos b'Havlah. then maybe you can give everything altogether. That's one eitzah. That's a very good eitzah I always tell people to do. It tells them to bring a bit of food. I'm not talking about a sweet. It has to be something of a little substantial. A few packets of crisps, whatever. The mail, once you have a heter to pay for that, you have a heter to pay for everything. Who I did, Mr. Sturmer once told me a heter. He said to me like this. He said, I'll tell you what to do. You get them to come one day during the week that you don't normally get them. For example, you come on Shabbos afternoon, you get them also to come on Friday afternoon, or Friday morning, Thursday night, whatever it may be. Now, once you get them at a time that's not normally there, you pay them for that as one skiris. I'm paying you for one working. And maybe if you do that, I feel if it includes the hours for Shabbos, that's called Shabbos Bavlo, and the mail of its mutter. Who I did at once asked with Bezul Obach, Shlita asked, what's the heter to give kids bribes? You know, you tell them, listen, kids, play good in the playroom, you know, Shabbos afternoon, mommy, daddy are sleeping, and officers, I'll give you a prize. I said to him, maybe it's Chash Shabbos. He said, no, it's a fundamental Chash Shabbos, said to me. Why not? You're not mukhoyim to pay. They're going to be to pay and base it for the sweet. I'm not finished. Remember, once you're not mukhoyim to pay, and that's it, it's called a matono. Matono is mutter. And it applies to many, many cases that you can think of. A person told me once has vending machines. Now, a vending machine you can have in different areas. So again, like we said, to get a schar from a goy is also included in schar Shabbos. So if a person has a vending machine, and these vending machines are scattered all over the place, and people are using it on Shabbos, so they're heter savlo. Because the products cost him money, and the main of the products cost him money, there's no problem with schar Shabbos, because that's bahavlo. Going back to this person that originally asked me about the night nurse, so I told him, I asked him, what's the situation? So he told me his wife is within 30 days of birth. Ah, so if that's the case, then there's a heter. Because we know the Shulchan Aruch says, in Shinchov Ches, Yud Zayin, state with four, state, if you have a choyle, for example, a woman who's just given birth in 30 days, she's got a din of a choyle, she'im sakona. Choyle, she'im sakona, so the Shulchan Aruch, the 30-year shayim over there, the Shulchan Aruch, state with four, that you're allowed to do a drabana. Maybe you're allowed to do a drabana, I told him, it's a scham mitzvah. For her to go to sleep, to have a relaxing night's sleep, it's her father's mutter. Mimela, I told him you can go and pay her. That's no problem with Schar Shabbos because it's a mitzvah. But in a regular case, you have to know. This woman came on Shabbos itself, so she didn't come before Shabbos, she didn't meet her before Shabbos, and also it didn't cost her anything, there were no expenses. If she would have bought expenses with, like baby powders, all these things, actually there'll be a heter. Oh, but she bought nothing. Mimela, there's no heter. Person has to know also, he rents a waitresses, a Yiddish waitresses or waiters, whoever it may be, he wants Yiddish people to come in, and they want to go work. They got a problem. They're going to come Friday night for the meal, the studo, whatever, the kiddush, whatever, and they're going to set it up. You're going to pay them. What's the heter? They're not bringing any money. It doesn't cost them anything. What's the heter? So now, what you have to do is, you're going to have to get them to come on Erev Shabbos, a couple of hours or an hour, whatever it may be, to clean up, to set up, and mainly you've got Schar Shabbos Bavlo, and that will be mutter. Now let's go to the case of money in the bank. Now, our people we've said so far, it should come out that if I've got money in a bank and this money is gaining interest, l'chayra, it should be mutter. Because number one, I'm not doing any activity, I'm not doing any service for anybody. And number two, my kelim, my utensils, my property is not being rented out. And we said in the beginning that the only two gedorim that we have, the two applications to Schar Shabbos, is either if I'm doing an activity, or if my kelim are doing some kind of activity, they're being rented out. Now, in the case of the money in the bank, nothing's happening. I'm not doing anything. So the Magen Avraham comes up with this. He answers this kasha. The Magen Avraham is involved, brings the Gemara in Ksubas. There's a Mishnah in Ksubas, on the Gimel. The Mishnah says as follows. What's the halacha if a man is moved on his wife? He rebels against his wife. Zubdeh, the Mishnah says, he adds money to the ksuba. Every single day that this man is moved on his wife, you have to add money to the ksuba. That's the Mishnah. Zubdeh, Gemara, but don't pay for Shabbos. You're not allowed to add the money to the ksuba on Shabbos. Why not? Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos. Zubdeh, Magen Avraham, I don't understand. What's Schar Shabbos over here? What work is he doing? He's not meant to have his property. Where is this Schar Shabbos? Zog the Magen Avraham, you see, Yisoidim are beautiful. You see, the Yisoid is that any type of profiting that a person gets for Shabbos, that's included in Schar Shabbos. The neighbors of the Magen Avraham, we have a problem. Because if a person has money in the bank, you're right, he's not doing anything. His property is not being rented out. But he's getting a financial gain. A financial gain of Shabbos in Issa Meshul, Schar Shabbos. What's the heter? What's the heter? Huh? Oh, Havlo. So Rav Moshe, there's a Chuvim in Chasitzcha, Shlomo Zalman says it, that the heter by the bank is as follows. That the bank day works from 12 to 12. Our day doesn't work that way. Shkia to Shkia, safe to safe. Mimela Zugu Moshe, he's always got Havlot. Because always the weekday hours in the week are always included in the Shabbos days. Remember, you've got no problem, blah, blah. Zugu Moshe, hold on a minute. 1 second. What about a 2-day Yontif? We just had a Gavaldig Yontif, 3-day Yontif, right? You have 2 days of Yontif, 1 day of Shabbos. Now, if that's the case, Zugu Moshe, we have a problem over here. As here I have, one day for sure is going to be Vadai Kodesh. So if you've got one day of for sure of Kodesh, when I say one day, I mean one halachic day, right? You've got one day from Shkia to Shkia of Kodesh, so then you've got a problem. You can't need money for that. Zugu Moshe, Gavali Gazach. No, it's not good the whole week. I'm talking over here only about a bank account that you get paid per the day. Interest per the day. For example, dividends, shares, all of these things are all mutter. Because there's no problem of getting schach for Shabbos. You're getting, for example, a guaranteed reserve. You put your money away for a year, they give you a yearly rate. There's a vada, all of these things are mutter. We're only discussing over here a bank that they get paid per day, where the interest rate is worked out up to the day. And you're right, I feel if they're only going to pay you at the end of the year, we said that's not the heter. The heter is not a collection of different payments that they make at one time. It's better than getting paid per the day, but they're just going to get paid out at the end of the year. That's why it's a problem. Again?
The money is not
Chaim Shvisa. And that's the last thing we're going to vomit Kiddush. That's the goof of the Magad Avon's right from the Gemara Mesubas. That since the Maisa, I'm getting profit for Shabbos, that's the Isra's Chai Shabbos.
But the money is doing it.
And we're sending the Canaan though. You can ask the Canaan cash in the Canaan. My house is doing it. My house is not doing anything. Somebody's renting my house. I'm getting paid for that. I'm not doing anything. Oh, but Chai Shabbos means I'm getting a profit for something done on Shabbos with my property. So money is my property. Remember, if that's the case, I'm getting scar for that. So, what do you do when you have a 2-day yontif? You have now, we just had it now, 2-day yontif, we're going to have a 3 more years, I think we're going to have the 2-day yontif. What's going to be? So, when you have a 2-day yontif, you're not in Chutz Torah, when you have the second day, it's only a Sofik. So, the Gemara is in Beitzah Dav Dalet. Beitzah Shonoldo beyond the Shein. It's Mutzah. The Meil Gavaldi. If that's the case, the second day in Chutz Torah, it's not really Kodesh, it's a minyak, it's a suffix, whatever you want to call it. Remember, Zugot Moshe, there's no Isra, it's Chai Shabbos. Remember, you'll never have a day of full. However, Zugot Moshe, what's going to be with 2 days Rosh Hashanah? Two days Rosh Hashanah, Kulei Alma, Yom HaRichtahi. We don't say it L'Kula, we say it L'Chumra. Remember, if that's the case, you've got a 2-day Rosh Hashanah. Or, for example, if you have a Yom Tov on a Friday, or Yom Tov on a Sunday. Now, here you have 2 days of Kodesh. Vaday Kodesh. So if you have 2 days of Vaday Kodesh, what's the heta? Zugot Moshe, there's no heta. Yitaka have to, Zugot Moshe, Kron Tshuva, that a person has to go and estimate how much money would he be making for that one day, and take it and give it to Stocker, that nobody will know about it. I found episode Limud Schus in the Ben Moshe, David Sinarov, for Taina. Again, as a limud chus, he's not passing in lahaka like this. As a limud chus, what's the reason why he finds people don't do this? What's going on? So he says, this is the Shus Yaakov. The Shus Yaakov says that even if theoretically a person can pull out his money today, and if he pulls out his money today, he'll get the interest for yesterday. But Zug Ben, you're not going to do that. And if you're not going to do that, and you're not planning on it, Mimelech always have law, because it always goes together with the days of the week. As though he's with the Shus Yaakov, and as though he's with the Sinuro, then Ben Moshe, as a limus chus. But he doesn't say it, lahokal mamash. Mimelech Zugu Moshe, and again, we're only discussing again, I want to get the wrong impression, I want to get the Shane Chisrol. I heard afterwards from someone that someone was saying, that Wiesenfeld guy, my gosh, oh, machme, you can't have any stocks, you can't have any shares, you can't have any dividends. That's where he came out. I want to make it very, very clear. And we're only discussing the case of a bank where it gives money according to the day, and that's it. Each day it gives an interest. Made of that's the Issa. Zugu Moshe and Achanami, a person has to go along and he has to go and estimate how much money he's making for that day and tell you give it to Zdokah. There is an Imutskos for the Mekirim of a Pashtus, a Roy Bahachme, according to Roy Bapoiskim.